This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here, live from the NVP studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Google Trends expert Justin Burr is going to join me to break down the top five search trends on Google and the most watched YouTube video of this week. Thanks for joining me, Justin.
Hey, always a pleasure.
So, for this week, what was number five?
It was North Korea, and that was trending for some good things. So, Kim Jong-un, he extended an invite to Donald Trump to meet in person in Singapore at this summit on June 12th. And that is a big deal, just because they've been holding, or Kim Jong-un has been holding peace talks with South Korea. They actually, earlier last month, they announced the formal end to the Korean War after 65 years. And North Korea actually released some American captives earlier this week. And he wants to meet with President Trump, to talk about the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula and just kind of peace talks overall. So a step in the right direction, and something that, you know, hasn't happened in a very long time. So it's certainly a good sign.
Absolutely. I love that they're talking about peace and that North Korea and South Korea are kind of bonding together. It's really exciting right now.
Yeah, no, it really is. And especially amidst, like, earlier this year when there was a lot of testing of those ballistic missiles, there was even that fake threat in Hawaii. So tensions were super high, and it seems that the pendulum has swung in the other direction, which is great.
I hate to say this. How much of this was Dennis Rodman, right? He's been going to North Korea for years. He's got to be putting, like, some kind of real good effort. I mean, if anything,
that's
only good things
can
be coming out, right?
That's a really good point. Dennis Rodman kind of was the first person to initiate those conversations. Man, I don't know. That's it. That's good. I don't know. We got to look that up, because I don't know what his role has been recently, but man, he might be out there in North Korea right now playing basketball and just kind of talking up the United States. That could be the catalyst.
So, Justin, what was number four?
Number four was bride and crocodile were simultaneously trending, and it was because there was this bride in Zimbabwe, Zenele, who she got married just a couple days after losing her arm to a crocodile. So she was canoeing with her husband in the Zambezi River near Victoria Falls, and a crocodile came up, tipped over the canoe. They got sent into the water. Then the crocodile grabbed her arm, ripped it off. She went to the hospital, got it amputated. Apparently her spirits were extremely high, and then she got married a few days later.
Wow.
But yeah, she was saying, I'm more positive now than I've ever been. She's really excited just to be alive. It's incredible. She got her arm ripped off, and she's fired up.
Oh, my God. Have you ever seen those Animal Planet things with crocodiles? They do the death roll.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine surviving that. Like, wow.
Yeah, it's wild. I've actually been to that area of the river in
really?
Zambezi, where she was. And, I mean, man, there's definitely a good amount of crocs there. I can't imagine anything scarier. Also, if she's, like, a little bit upriver from Victoria Falls, you know, there's got to be a thought in her mind like, hey, I'm going to get washed over the falls, too. I'm, like, out of the boat. I don't know. It's wild. It's very, very scary. Yeah, the death roll is nuts. I mean, those animals, they mean business.
Absolutely. So what was number three?
My favorite trend of the week, Taylor Swift Reputation Stadium Tour kicked off this week. I'm going to be going on Saturday at Levi's Stadium. I've never seen her in concert before. I am so fired up. All of Saturday is dedicated to Taylor. I'm calling it Tay Day. We're going to go tailgate the concert out there, man. It's going to be so sick. I've looked at the set list. She plays a nice mix of the old stuff. Obviously, she fires off all of Reputation, even plays a little 1989. Oh, my God, it's going to be great. And then also, her and Katy Perry, it looks like they ended the feud, because Katy literally sent her an olive branch to symbolically extend an olive branch, but she physically extended an olive branch. So it looks like their feud is over as well, which helps me sleep a little bit better at night, because, you know, I don't want anybody being mad at Tay. I don't want her fighting with anybody. So, it's going to be a good one.
Honestly, I was sitting here, like, waiting for you to say Tay-Tay, because I know that's your nickname for Taylor Swift.
Oh, that's true. That was a long, many a show ago.
And you still call her Tay. It's still Tay-Tay.
I know.
You tell Tay that I said hi. But going back to that Instagram post with that olive branch, okay, so here's some of them dirt for you. I heard Katy Perry was actually upset that Taylor Swift put that out there. She was like, this was supposed to be a private thing. This wasn't for you to put on Instagram. Did you hear that too or no?
No, I didn't. But that bums me out.
Oh, I know, right? I thought it was over. I was like, I'm waiting for a Taylor Swift, Katy Perry, like, duo concert thing, right? Like, it would be a girl's dream.
Well, you know, I mean, you got to, if that was the intention, Katie, you need to give explicit instructions. Being a celebrity and being a very open person, it feels like that Taylor yeah. Swift is, you need to be able to communicate that. Because, I mean, if I were her, I'd be like, great, I want everybody to know that me and Katie are back on good terms. Okay, well, hopefully that doesn't sour the whole situation. Maybe it's just a little speed bump in the road to best friendship.
Absolutely. So for this week, what was number two?
Number two was the Met Gala. So that was trending because that's just when all the celebrities wear their most outrageous outfits and they get dressed up and they pay $275,000 for a table and they go to the Met and they fundraise and they're good philanthropists for a night and they pretend to be good people. But it is fun to see like what everybody's wearing and how outrageous it is. It's been called, you know, the Oscars of the East Coast or the greatest night or the biggest party of the year. And everybody gets soaked up there. Yeah, tickets $30,000 a piece. And then if you want to sit at a table, it's $275,000. All the tickets go to the Costume Institute. It's kind of their only thing, their only benefit they do all year, which makes sense because they're probably making quite a bit of coin. This year's theme, though, pretty interesting, was all related to Catholicism, and it was called Heavenly Bodies, Fashion and the Catholic Imagination, very bizarre, and they actually got specific sign-off from the Vatican and the Pope to be like, hey, yeah, that's chill. They actually even sent them some stuff for people to wear, which is weird. You wouldn't really think that religion would really intersect too much with the Met Gala, but the Pope was chill with it.
Speaking of which, that makes so much sense because I was reading that Rihanna's outfit, that was a real popal hat she was wearing. And I was like, how?
Yeah.
How was that real? Thank you for explaining that.
Yeah, they sent him. I know. They sent him over and Rihanna popped it on and now she's the Pope.
Rihanna Pope the first. But didn't someone get engaged at the Met Gala, like a rapper? I can't remember. I vaguely remember this. Really? Who?
2 Chainz proposed to his long-term partner, yeah, Nikesha Ward. And back in 2004, actually, Donald Trump proposed to his wife, Melania. So it's kind of an iconic place to pop the question. But yeah, 2 Chainz and Nikesha getting married.
Well, congratulations, 2 Chainz. So for this week, what was number one?
Mother's Day. That's coming in on Sunday. So everybody call your mom. Tell her how much you love her. Make sure you give her some sort of gift. People are turning to Google to figure out, like, okay, what kind of card ideas do you guys have? What about art projects? Maybe a Mother's Day gift. Do it yourself.
Mm.
And so, yeah, everybody was trying to figure out what's going on there. Also, people were looking to Google to figure out Mother's Day in Mexico because that was actually yesterday. But, yeah, we've been celebrating it here in the United States since 1914. But obviously, mothers have been along much before that. So I'm glad they're getting recognized in a little over 100 years here in the United States. Also, 2.6 billion flowers are going to be bought in the United States. Big day for the flowers. But, yeah, I'm excited. I'll be calling my mom. I'm going home next month, so we're going to celebrate then. But, Mom, if you're listening, I love you.
Absolutely. Every mother out there, we love you. You do a wonderful job. I know my mother did an awesome job on me. Booyah!
That is true. I concur.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Justin. You know, I am a little curious, though. Was there any kind of, like, indication? What was the number one thing to get your mom for Mother's Day?
Well, Mother's Day flowers were trending in about half of the states over Mother's Day brunch.
Mm.
So I think more people are trying to look for flowers other than brunch, but I think it is, I think I'm going to go flowers. I don't have the specific stats, but what I have here is that it's the biggest flower holiday of the year, the second biggest flower holiday of the year right behind Valentine's Day. So I think, yeah, and then with the 2.6 billion flowers out there, I think it's a big flower zone.
I'm into flowers, but as I got older, I'm like, why am I going to give something to my mom that's going to die?
I know.
So I'm thinking, should I get her live flowers? What do you think?
Well, a couple years ago, I made a little craft to where I made flowers out of construction paper and some pipe cleaners. And then in the middle where, like, the pollen normally is on a normal flower, I cut out pictures of my face. So I gave my mom a bouquet of me in flower form. And those live forever, and she still has those, I think. You better still have those, Ruth. And so I think that that was kind of a nice cooperation between something that, you know, is beautiful, but something that will never die. You know what I'm saying?
Boom. That is beautiful. I love that. I'm going to do that. I'm going to put little pictures of me, and I'm going to find pictures of when I was in grammar school. Like, booyah. Yes. Maybe I'll put my sister in there. Maybe.
You should. I think that'd be wise.
So, Justin, before you go, YouTube video, what was the number one for that?
The YouTube video is This Is America by Childish Gambino, and this thing is blown up. 74 million views since it was uploaded on May 5th. 12.9 million views in the first 24 hours. It was one of the biggest music video debuts of 2018. Everybody's just blown up. And not only is it a fantastically shot and very good music video, but it also has a lot of cultural undertones of what's going on in the United States right now. A lot of people are trying to watch it a bunch to figure out, you know, what is that meaning? It's kind of a commentary on violence in the United States and just kind of being black in America. His dance moves are incredible, and it sparked a lot of conversation. So it's interesting. I just watched it again this morning, and I feel like you pick up on something else every time you check it out. But yeah, it's a really good music video. I think everybody should go watch it. This Is America, Childish Gambino.
Yeah, I really did like how for a lot of the scenes, it was a continuous shot. So everybody had to be on point when they were doing their little dance routine. And you're right, I can't wait for another 6 months from now when it's going to come out, like all the little things that happen in the video, this is what it's going to mean.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's a lot of hidden stuff in there. So, yep, gotta take some time to digest.
Now, the guy, Donald Glover, he was the one who was going to do the writing for the Deadpool animated series, right? And it's not out there anymore. Like, FX said, no, we're not going to do the Deadpool animated series now.
You know, you'd probably know that better than I, being more kind of in tune to that genre. I don't know.
No, I don't know.
Was that a thing?
I think it is. And I'm just like, man, this guy is so creative. And you're right. I'm like, you know, this guy has like awesome dance moves. He's like, he can rap, he can sing, he can write. Like, man, this Donald Glover, he's the full package.
Yeah, he is. No, he's an extremely creative man. Obviously, he's a super talented musician. Yeah, he's great. He's phenomenal. I'm certainly a fan.
Well, Justin, thanks so much for joining me. I appreciate you being here.
Hey, yeah, always a pleasure.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapayne.com. That's MASONVERAPAINE.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.